and sing along. Yeah. Rap is so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. It's like they took the art form. I'm tired of the same rap songs.
Good evening, this is Sean P.
I'm Big Root.
And we are the brothers.
Coming to you live from the Boogie Down Bronx.
Bringing you another episode of The Brothers, another recording on the late side. It's just about 10 p.m. Wednesday. What's it, December 15th?
Yep. Almost Christmas.
Almost Christmas. Very joyous time of year, and we do have a lot to be thankful for. But if we're paying attention to our world, there's a lot going on too in our country in particular. And for our listeners, today's topic is, are we broken? And the reason for that title of this topic is, you know, the saying is, if something isn't broken, don't fix it. And with so many things going on in our country and in our world, we have to question, are we broken? Is there something to fix? What's to fix? Or maybe this is exactly where we're supposed to be based on the things we've done. So just to jump it off, you know, last week, Saturday, there was a tremendous, tremendous storm in the Midwest. A tremendous tornado, basically gigantic proportions, bigger than the movie Twister, apparently. And just something that hasn't happened before in the state of Kentucky's history or American history. And when we think about climate change and we think about all these things that have never happened before, you know, fires that burn up parts of the country that have never burned like that before. You know, you have to question, is there anything we can do about it? Or maybe everything we did is why we're here. Like, in other words, maybe it is our fault. And maybe it's not meant to be fixed. Maybe we've broken it already. So I don't know. What's your thoughts on that, just in general? I know it's a big, vague topic, but there's so much going on in the world right now that seems to be unfixable, yet it seems that a lot of these are man-made or man-contributed problems.
Well, I think some of the situations, I can't say they're exaggerated because I don't study these things specifically, so I don't know. But we always hear about these, you know, the great snowfall of 1963 or the hurricane of 1955. So are these things supernatural compared to things that have happened in the past? I'm not sure. I know as far as like snowfall, I remember having a lot more snowfall in my mind when we were younger than we've seen the last couple of years. And, you know, there could be something to do with global warming and the change in the ozone layer and things that we've done to the environment. I know one thing that I always mention to my wife, and that seems to scare me, is a lot of places that were filled with water seem to be covered in grass, which means a lot of water has been evaporated, and that could be a sign of global warming or things changing. But being someone that doesn't study that stuff, I'm not a scientist, I don't know if it's really stuff that we've been doing, if this is a cumulative effect, or if it's just cyclical. It could have been these places just had water before, it dried up, and then they have water again. So I don't really know. I mean, we're looking over things over a short-term span, so maybe with this being myopic in our views as to things are changing really bad. I don't know. That's all I can say.
No, I hear you. And I mean, I think for me and for the topic tonight for our listeners, it's not limited to climate change. It's not limited to any one area of our lives. It's just the fact that so many things in our lives seem chaotic right now. And I guess, again, are we responsible for the chaos? When I say responsible, right, if you're driving too fast and you're drinking too much and you have accidents, you know, obviously responsible, like almost what other outcome could there be, right? So if you didn't want the outcome that happened, then you needed to not drink as much or at all and not drive so fast at all, you know, like to kind of limit those things. And even to your point now, right? You could say, okay, climate change, maybe it's that bad, maybe it's not that bad. And then the same way they had storms, you know, a tornado, they've never seen the size of it before. We might get 9 feet of snow this winter, right? And then, you know, is that normal, not normal? And is that what it takes for us to even recognize that something abnormal is going on?
Yeah, I think a lot of times we're victims of the moment, and everything that happens is the greatest thing that's happened, and it could be true. Like I said, that's why I prefaced it by saying I'm not a scientist and I haven't done research to really have a informed opinion. I can speculate this and speculate that won't make it true. But I know what you're saying. It's not just climate change. You know, I'm sure that, people from 2020 on are thinking of coronavirus as, you know, this thing that has taken out, you know, a lot of people, and, you know, this is the worst pandemic. And I'm sure people who lived in 1918 who had the Spanish flu and 50 million people died was like, what are you guys talking about? We have way more people that was, you know, passing away. So I'm not trying to minimize what people are going through now, but I think every generation has its, you know, big moments where people think this is it.
Okay, that's valid. I mean, I think the irony when you said is a lot of people don't think the pandemic is that bad, right? They don't think that it's anything incredibly out the ordinary. Obviously, you have some who deny it altogether, but even a lot of people, you know, you go out, they go to restaurants, they're going around, and, you know, they're taking it as normal. And I actually joked about catching both variants at the same time, Delta and Omicron. I'm not going to say the word because I just don't want to put it out there, but there's a word I made up for both variants. And the funny thing I heard the other day that's actually a possibility. It's actually possible, at least that's what scientists say, that you can catch both the Omicron and the Delta variant at the same time. Aside from the damage that can do to that particular person's body, that might lead to a further mutation, which then becomes 100% fatal, which then becomes unstoppable by the vaccines. I'm not saying that's exactly what it said. They're just saying that the possibility of getting both variants at the same time is possible. And the reason why I emphasize that is, again, maybe we're playing with fire. Maybe we're not going to worry about it, meaning as a species, until it is 100% fatal, until it is 200-300 million people dead.
What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to. I demand it. All the real artists on another planet. And me, I'm the last MC still standing.
Right? And the reality is, we could have prevented it. Maybe we're not supposed to, though. That's what I'm saying. Maybe everything that's happening is supposed to happen. Maybe we're going to keep putting pollution up into the atmosphere and deal with the consequences. Maybe we're going to keep letting social media companies poison children's minds and more children will commit suicide before we really do anything or won't do it. That's what I'm saying. Like, at what point do we not see what's going on and say, wait a minute, that's not supposed to go on? Or maybe it is.
Well, I totally see your point as far as some people not taking coronavirus as serious as they just should. I probably haven't taken it as seriously as I should. I mean, I did tell you I watched the documentary. I sort of watched the documentary. Didn't finish it because to me, it was very sad and morbid. I mean, even though I'm someone that worked in the hospital field for 20 years and I've seen my fair share of, despair, it was kind of depressing to see otherwise healthy people really suffering and suffering alone where that their loved ones couldn't even be with them when they're going through this trying, situation. And that's very sad. And the thing is that it was relatively young people because, a lot of times, we heard about, coronavirus striking the elderly and in the nursing homes. And you're like, well, those people lived a long life and, they were going to go out one way or the other. So not that it's a good way to go, but, it was inevitable. But when you see somebody 30 years old with, a newborn children, and just because they happen to be exposed to this, nasty virus, they're gone and a very horrific death, it's like, what's going on here? This is kind of crazy.
Well, that's true. And I mean, obviously I haven't seen a documentary, but it's not new. I mean, the detailed documentary, they've been saying this stuff from last year. They've been telling people that this is really bad and it's morphing and it's changing and it's affecting people. And it's the attitudes of people that haven't really changed. You know, for example, doctors have been pleading with people going back since last year, like, not only save yourself, but you're killing us, because when you guys get sick, we're the ones who have to deal with it. And again, the amount of death and the amount of the suffering that the doctors, the nurses, the respiratory techs, that the specialists, the medical practitioners have been dealing with is beyond belief. Yet people aren't listening to them, right? This is not new. They've been crying from last year, begging people to pay attention. And again, we have the same media, same information. This is not about COVID. This is about everything. But it's just, I guess what I'm saying is maybe everything that's gone on that's gotten to this point, sadly, was supposed to go on. And the outcome is also supposed to happen, right? When I think about the gun violence, we can talk about the gun violence, right? Maybe we have to identify America was born in a revolutionary sense, right? We value, I'm not going to say value independence or freedom, because sometimes we don't respect those things, but we value revolt. We value action. We value, to some sense, violence. And maybe despite the laws and all the things to kind of keep us stable, maybe, you know, this is who we are. So sometimes we say, is the Constitution broken, or is the judicial system broken? Maybe it just is designed to be exactly what it is. Maybe the judicial system is not designed to be fair. Maybe the Constitution is not designed to keep the peace, right? I don't want to think these things, but you would think that, you know, yesterday was the 9th anniversary of Sandy Hook. I don't think it's the 10th anniversary. Yeah, it's the 9th anniversary. And again, a lot of people said if that didn't change things in this country, nothing would. And the reality is it hasn't, right? Things have gotten worse. So at what point do we say, you know, all these things not working? Maybe they're not meant to work. Maybe we're not meant to work. Hence the title today, Are We Broken?
Well, you make an excellent point when you say the country was born out of violence. You know, the Revolutionary War. Again, it was basically the founding fathers deciding that they had enough of British rule and they just weren't going to take it anymore. And it always reminds me of the line, the beginning of the party, where, you know, it says you got to take power. You can't just wait for them to give it to you. You got to go out and fight for it. You know, obviously it's different if you fight for it, but the whole country's against you. You might never get what you're trying to achieve. But I'm just saying that you're right in the sense that the country was born from violence. It wasn't born from a nonviolent movement. It was born from violence. And maybe, like you said, we're going to always be violent.
Exactly. And again, you know, only time will fully tell. But not just the violence. Again, the Industrial Revolution, the growth of corporate America, us becoming an industrial power, right? That also led to us and other countries that followed us into polluting the atmosphere, right? To create the conditions necessary for climate change. So again, are we broken for our listeners today is saying, what needs to be fixed and can it be fixed, right? Because the old saying is, you know, don't break, if something's not broke, don't fix it, right? And it seems that there's something that's going on right now that we're not trying to fix, right? Like we're not trying to stop the pandemic full board, meaning America as a whole, the world as a whole, we got to get rid of this thing, right? Like you said, some people are like, ah, it's not as bad as the Spanish, you know, the 1918 flu pandemic, right? So do we want it to be as bad? Like, are we waiting for it to be as bad? And then we'll react. I'm like, oh, no, we have to really double down and be careful. And that's what I'm saying. And it's not just that one thing, but again, with gun violence, do we really want gun violence to stop? Are we going to try to stop gun violence? Are we just going to keep minimizing it? Kids getting shot in school, just a part of life, right? What can you do? Why should we do anything about this? It's normal. What's normal about kids going to school and worry about getting shot in school? Like, why is that even something that would be considered normal?
Nope. It's totally true. You make very valid points. You know, like you said, maybe this thing, these are things supposed to happen. I mean, one could look at it that the Earth always seems to, shall we say, go back into its own balance. So maybe some of these storms, and this is going back to global warming, but maybe these storms are getting more severe because the Earth's trying to cleanse itself. It's like, all right, you guys are trying to pollute me and destroy me and mess me up. I'll fix y'all. I'll just have these great storms that will put things back in balance.
Tired of the same rap songs. Uh-huh. Every new hit should sing along. Yeah. Rap is so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. It's like they took the art form. I'm tired of the same rap songs.
Well, that may very well be true. That's cause and effect. I guess my point is, how do we identify the cause and do we try to deal with the cause, right? Because you're right, when something's going to happen and you've already done something, you can't necessarily stop what's going to happen. But you can try to control your behavior, your actions to prevent future reactions. And again, that's my point. Like, when we talk about climate change, when we talk about the pandemic, we talk about violence, right? There are some things that we could agree on to try to alter the future, right? We could agree that there shouldn't be as many guns in society and that guns are dangerous. We could agree that we should do everything we need to do to overcome the pandemic if it's possible, meaning 100% vaccination rate, hunker down if there's a new variant so it doesn't have a chance to spread, right? We could agree on anything. I'm not saying we should. I'm saying we could. It's not that it's impossible for us to do that. And same thing with climate change. I think they said at one point last year, during the height of lockdowns, the Earth was visible again. A lot of the gas and clouds and smog that was there was gone. They said LA, China, you could actually see to the ground, which normally you can never see. So we showed even a short amount of time, if we change our actions drastically, we can have an impact. The problem is we don't have this real desire to change our actions.
Yeah, people want to do what people want to do. I think, not to say that people, for instance, don't take the pandemic as real, it's not real to them. It's just those people over there that are getting sick. It's those people over there that are being affected. So it doesn't affect me, or I don't know anyone in my immediate circle that's affected by it. So I have nothing to worry about.
Yeah. And again, that's just one area of it, but that seems to be in every area, right? Fiscal difficulties seem to, well, I got my money, so I'm okay. And again, climate change, like you said, I don't know if this storm was that bad, but, you know, we're not getting that much snow, right? So you're right. A lot of times it doesn't seem to affect people until it affects people. And I think, again, that's part of the point, right? Like, if you wait for your house to burn down to prevent your house burning down, well, that was kind of the point. Your house is not supposed to burn down to prevent it, right? If that's your goal, you're doing everything you can do so your house doesn't burn down. If you just wait to burn down, it says, oh, I guess it was flooding. And, I mean, again, so are we broken? What's broken? How do we fix it? How do you fix something if you don't identify as being broken? That's kind of the point. Like, if we're looking at all these things as normal, maybe they are normal, right? Maybe we're abnormal or whatever, but it doesn't seem to be a strong desire to improve things. Our democracy is not necessarily on the edge, but there's so much evidence that there are people pulling at the democracy for it not to work. Yet, a lot of us are more focused on Steph Curry, you know, breaking the record. Nothing wrong with that. I watched it. I don't have to see it. But shouldn't we be more concerned about democracy maybe undermined? And like you said, again, maybe, well, it doesn't really affect us. So it's not affecting me now, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people in New York were definitely more upset that everybody comes to the Garden to break records and have record performances than the Knicks, who played there forever. And, you know, they're not concerned with the outside forces that are shaping the world. So, to be honest with you, I didn't even know that they were playing at the Garden yesterday until I saw the highlights this morning about him breaking the record. Right. But some people, like you said, are just living life, and they don't really try to be cognizant of anything except their action and what they have to get accomplished.
No, you're right. You're right. That's true. So I think that leads us again back to our topic, are we broken? And again, maybe time is the only thing that will tell and reveal that to us. So this is, again, some of our episodes in the doomy and gloomy, that's not on purpose, but you know, there's so much going on an individual level and on a social level and even on a global level. So there is a lot going on in our world. And all we can do is the best. I mean, like you said, none of us can save the world. We can do the best to maintain it. But again, the focus of today's topic is really, if we don't pay attention to what is broken, including ourselves, how can we take the steps to improve and fix it?
Well, I mean, part of it is that for whatever reason, people are very selfish. Because if you just say, well, fine, I don't really believe in the coronavirus. I don't think it's that bad. But I'll do my part. I'll wear a mask and social distance and do my part. That would go a long way. A lot of people refuse to even do the minimum. They're not even going to wear a mask. I was working at one of my locations yesterday. And, you know, the policy now is that anyone coming in has to have a mask on, or you can't enter the place of business. And you have people who actually refuse to come inside because they're not going to wear a mask. And you're like, how petty are you? You're just coming in to do whatever transaction you want to do, but it's to protect you and to protect somebody else. You're that selfish that you can't even do that?
Right. By the way, careful with your phone, your microphone. It's getting a little bit of staticky.
All right, sorry about that.
That's all right. But, yeah, it still is, by the way. So when you move, you just got to be careful when you move. But, no, there is a certain level of selfishness. And I guess part of what the goal for today's conversation is to increase the selflessness, right? And even incorporate self-preservation in it. Because I think, again, one of the points I'm trying to express is that by being selfish, we may wind up hurting ourselves, right? Because like you said, you don't really care about other people. You're not really worried about what's happening to them. But that might cause whatever's going on to eventually happen to you. Like, in other words, climate change may eventually come on those of us who aren't feeling it. The same way the pandemic may worsen for those of us who were really suffering from it and all of the other factors we're talking about today. So we have to identify what's broken and fix it. Or again, maybe nothing's broken. Maybe this is as good as it gets for us. Maybe whatever happens, we've put ourselves in that situation. So whatever it is, it's our fault, and we just got to deal with it.
Oh, this is a very good topic in the sense that it touches all factors of life. You know, be it whether you have opinion on, you know, Roe versus Wade and, you know, going on that path. Like you said, the political parties, you know, they can't even come together for the common good of the country. Everybody just wants to be partisan and do whatever is for their party, but not looking at the, you know, the effect it has on the country as a whole, which makes no sense at all. You know, like you said, maybe the criminal justice system will never be fair as we think it should be and what it's spelled out to be, but maybe it never will be.
Exactly. No, well said, well said. And I'm glad you did bring up the Roe v. Wade conversation, because, again, that's another example of it, right? If nothing else, women having the ability to go to seek medical attention for their own bodies and their own decisions is something that should be respected for what it is, right? I understand the other ramifications of it. I can understand people who are saying, like, how can I not care about, you know, the unborn child? But the reality is the unborn child is part of the mother. And whether you say 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever, no, it's part of the mother until it's not a part of the mother. The same way the mother, you know, has an opportunity to carry it to, you know, to full term and to birth, she could also drink and smoke, right? And I'm sure there's some municipalities where that's illegal, but the reality is, you know, that's someone's choice. And you know, we may be better off in trying to support people not having to make that choice as opposed to not giving them that choice. So again, it's just another example of, are we broken? What's broken? You know, you're free to do whatever you want, but not whatever you want, right? You have to. So it's just so much going on. Like I said, this wasn't meant to be a negative episode, but this was really meant to say, are we broken? Right? And if we're broken, what's broken? How do we fix it?
What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to. I demand it. All the real artists on another planet. And me, I'm the last MC still standing.
How do we identify it? So, like you said, those methods cross all areas and just really get all of us to pay attention to what's going on and can we do something different?
Yes, and hopefully, you know, those that do listen to this podcast, we'll do some soul searching and, you know, think about how they are affected by the, you know, decisions that's going on from day to day.
Well said. Well said. You're right. That is the goal. That is the hope. And I think you put it perfectly into that sentence. Hopefully they will pay attention and, you know, just take heed. So following, you know, your lead as you move to our call to actions, what call to action do you have for our listeners as far as are we broken? Like what, you know, just to build on what you just said.
I think I'll go back to the old adage, each one teach one, and each small step can lead to a big change. So I'm not telling anyone to go out and to try to change the world by themselves, but doing something little. Maybe trying to do something that's not going to pollute the water or pollute the earth. Maybe wearing a mask so that you're stopping the proliferation of the coronavirus. Wash your hands more. Social distance. You know, just little minor things that can really make a difference if we all are doing it. Maybe it won't make a difference if one person is doing it, but if a million people are doing it, you can see a big difference. You know, I just think trying to make your life, you know, each person's life better.
No, well said. Well said. That's really good. That's really actionable, right? That is something that everybody can do. Let's start taking small baby steps and, you know what, let's recycle better. And you know what, let's make sure we don't get plastic bags and carry our bags with us to the stores. And just little things to really be aware and to do. I think that's a good call to action, but that's a do, right? That's an action that we can take right away. So I really like that. I think my call to action for today's episode, Are We Broken, is to really start to think ahead, right? Think about the pandemic, if it was to get as bad as it can get, right? Let's say it really does get bad where you know, again, anybody who gets it dies, right? And if that's the case, what could we do to prevent it? What would we want to do? Like you said, would you wear a mask to make sure that actually more people don't die? You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is, let's think forward to worst case scenarios and then take actions to prevent that.
Oh, well said.
Well, same with yours, because I think yours in a lot of ways is actually more doable because it's right in front of us. It's just taking small steps to make things better. I think mine is more aimed at a big picture thing because we don't want worst case scenarios. I think, like you said, the problem is a lot of times we don't really worry about things that affect us, and that's too late. And you know, we have a giant tornado so much that hasn't been recorded in national history. Maybe it's a one-off, right? Maybe nature just was going to do it. Or maybe, like you said, it's a reaction to all of the pollution and things we're doing to it where now nature's correcting and really is correcting us.
No, totally possible that it could be. And again, we've had things that we'd never see. I've never really before in my life heard of people in baseball departments being flooded out by rain, which we had earlier this year, which is like, you know, I've not been alone that long, you know, that long, 50 something years, but still, I've never heard where in New York people are flooded out of baseball departments.
No, you're right. And I think, again, that's kind of the key, right? We have to kind of think ahead, because nobody wants that to happen. Nobody wanted that to happen, but it did happen. So I guess part of the goal that I'm saying is, let's try to think ahead so that doesn't happen again. Let's try to figure out what we can do in the little steps you mentioned and the big picture to prevent things from happening that we don't want to happen.
I concur.
Well, hopefully our listeners will concur and we'll get a lot out of this episode. And, you know, yeah, that's today's episode, Are We Broken? So I am Sean P.
I'm Big Root.
And we are the brothers.
Peace out.
I'm tired of the same rap songs. Every new hit, sing along. Rap is so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. It's like they took the art out the art form. What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to, I demand it. All the real artists on another planet. And me, I'm the last MC still standing.